This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We've been looking at Paul's prayer in Romans 15, 5 through 6 in recent visits. Now let's look at another brief prayer of his in Romans 15, 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Paul's request is for the Christians in Rome to experience joy, peace, and hope. If you were to read the rest of chapter 15, you would notice Paul experienced joy when he reflected on all God accomplished through him in reaching people with the good news of Jesus Christ. Verse 17 says, "Therefore I glory in Christ Jesus in my service to God." He experienced peace in carrying out the task he was engaged in. He asked the Christians to pray for him in verses 30 through 31. This he also wanted for the Christians at Rome, peace as they worked at their responsibilities. Thirdly, Paul hoped he would be able to go to Rome and, in the future, meet with the Christians there while on his way to Spain. He says in verse 24, "I plan to go to Spain. I hope to visit you while passing through and to have you assist me on my journey there after I have enjoyed your company for a while." Reflecting on past accomplishments can bring joy and encouragement to you in whatever you might be facing presently. Planning and hoping for future opportunities can also spur you on with doing present tasks. So with Paul, I pray for you that the God of hope will fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.